Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. A tale of youth disaffection amid domestic challenges and international strife in the Bush years, Green Day's American Idiot transformed from one of the biggest rock albums of the mid-aughts to a Broadway behemoth directed by Tony winner Michael Mayer. The rock opera, nominated for a Best Musical Tony, was as loud and visually arresting as anything on Broadway, with a punk band on stage and a stories-tall backdrop of graffiti, fuzzy televisions, and bleak cityscapes. The story focuses on three longtime friends who find different paths out of the post-9/11 suburbs, not all successfully. A recent Michigan grad, actor Dan Tracy plays Tunney in the current American Idiot nationwide tour. Tunney makes a move to the city, but before long finds himself a man of war. Tracy is making his touring debut in this production, which stops at the Palace Theater in Albany on February 14th, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the Roundtable. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
How did you first learn about American Idiot, the album?
Well, I'm not sure if it was on the radio first or if I saw, I guess iTunes didn't exist at that point, but it was one of the first CDs that I bought back in 2004. I was in seventh grade, and I really connected to the material and fell in love with the album almost immediately.
And then eventually it made its way to the stage. They tried it out in the Bay Area, brought it to Broadway. Were you able to see it while it was still playing on Broadway?
Was. And the funny thing is that I went to go see Billy Joe Armstrong in it, and the night I was there, he actually was not on that night, and his understudy was on. So I saw it, I guess that was in summertime of, I think it was 2012, but it might have been 2011. I was still in college at the time, and it was just an amazing experience to get there. I sat alone, and it was incredible.
At that point, had you envisioned that you would eventually join this show? Did you see yourself as an actor going to see a show? Do you imagine yourself in those roles?
I actually didn't. You know, I grew up in a very different environment than these characters, and I was sort of taken aback on first look at the show by sort of the anger and the darkness of how the story unfolds. But then now that I've worked on it, I've found a lot more of myself in the piece, and I continue to bring more of myself as we move forward.
What was that background in your case?
Well, I grew up in a really supportive, happy suburban environment, which is a little different than how these characters grew up in this story, from broken homes and difficult suburbs that were, violent or just where people around them didn't grow up to do anything successfully, and these characters feel like they want to break their patterns, and so they go ahead and try and find the way to do that for themselves.
So you were always supported in becoming a performer.
Oh, absolutely. My parents and some mentors along the way have really brought me to where I am now. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have gotten into Michigan, and if I hadn't gone to Michigan and done so well with the amazing faculty there, I wouldn't be where I am now. Certainly not.
How did you get hooked up with this production of American Idiot that's on tour now?
Every May, the senior class at the University of Michigan does a senior showcase in New York City, and that is attended by some of the top industry casting directors and agents, and through that, I was able to sign with an agency. And I also got my first audition for this show from that. And then it was months of callbacks and a final callback in front of the Broadway producers and Michael Mayer, who ultimately gave me the green light and said that the role is mine.
Now, for people who haven't seen the show, it's highly physical, and especially your part. How did you train for that, and what kind of audition process is it like for this particular kind of show?
Well, as an actor, I think it's important that we keep ourselves physically capable. So I've done all of the home workout videos, and I spend a lot of time in the gym when we're on tour, just keeping my body ready and keeping my body ready to withstand the difficult touring schedule and that sort of thing. But the audition process was pretty grueling. We had a dance audition, and they basically took the two most difficult sections of the show, put them together, and said, okay, you're going to do these eight counts of eight. It's only about 45 seconds, but it was all about how hard you could go, how high you could go, how much you could commit to the choreography. And ultimately, that was probably 50% of the casting choice was how well we did in those, you know, 45 minutes to an hour.
One of the amazing things for the show is that so many of the people who have been in it are also musicians. They have albums, they have bands when they're not doing the acting thing. They play guitar in character oftentimes. Do you have that musical background as well?
Well, I picked up the piano at a younger age, and I didn't continue to play. But in college, it was part of our curriculum actually at Michigan, where we had to learn how to play the piano so that we were proper musicians, because singers are also musicians, so that we could learn to play music and learn songs ourselves. I picked up the guitar when I was in high school, but the musicians around me in this show are a little bit more superior to myself. This show was actually my first opportunity of playing the guitar in public, so it was a little nerve-wracking in the beginning when the music director for the Broadway company was sitting in the rehearsal room and I was there trying to play this song that I had only learned months ago and I hadn't really had experience, but I feel like I've come a long way and I'm way more comfortable now. That being said, everyone in the show plays guitar. There's a song in the show, which I won't give away because it happens to be an audience favorite, but every single person on the stage is playing the guitar. So that's pretty cool about this show.
And, I mean, I would point out that Green Day would say, well, you only need three chords and you can go and change the world in some ways.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Dan Tracy. He plays Tunney in the American Idiot Tour, which is coming to the Palace Theater in Albany on Friday, February 14th. Dan, this is not a show with much dialogue, if at all. Most of what we learn about the characters comes through song, and there's not a ton of background on who these guys are. So how did you get into this character as you were preparing to take it on the road?
We spent a lot of time talking through who Michael and the original creative team thought that these characters were. And they spent a lot of time when they were developing the show hashing out, you know, who these characters were, what makes them unique. It's strange that there are three central characters who have to have such dynamic backgrounds that the audience can see the difference between all of them and then how dynamic they are as individual and complex people. Tunney's character comes from what we think might be a sort of like a tough patriarchal family where the father is maybe abusive or something along those lines, which leads him into this hardcore music scene, which brings about all of the tattoos, and this sort of the character kind of defines himself by anger. And they had me read War and Peace by Tolstoy to understand some of the war imagery, and I took it upon myself to watch a couple documentaries about fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, just to kind of wrap my mind around what the character would be experiencing. But really, it's kind of the day-to-day work that we're allowed to bring into the show to find, just to try and be present as the character and to think of how we would feel in those moments. You know, once I was given the opportunity to be cast in the show, they didn't really put any parameters on me. They said, find out what this character is to you and who you are as this role. So it's been really great to find depths in my own performance and in my own life, and to kind of wrap my mind around the difficult situation that this character has to go through.
At the center of the earth, in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven where I was taught, the motto was just a lie.
So Tunney is very much taken by kind of the propaganda. And for people who haven't seen the show, it's very in-your-face imagery, and he eventually joins up. What do you think of that decision? How do you picture that that thought process, which happens very quickly on stage, but is ultimately very important to where that character is going?
I think he's faced with this opportunity to take a complete 180 in his life and actually feel like he's doing something good. He's somebody who defines himself by anger and violence, so I think the opportunity to serve and to do something for someone else and to, you know, have the potential of giving your life for your country is sort of the ultimate sacrifice, and it could actually make someone go from angry to proud, or, you know, to give them some glimmer of hope in their life. And I think that's what that's what's going on internally.
When you take over a stage role that has, it's been established on Broadway, certainly, but it's still relatively new. Do you feel like there's a lot of freedom in terms of what you bring to it? I know you were talking about, you know, the day-to-day process of becoming the character. It's not exactly like you're playing a Tennessee Williams character here. This is still fairly new theater.
Oh, absolutely. And it's contemporary and it's fresh and it has the feeling of being performance art. So there's no pressure to live up to any expectations, and I know for a fact that my character is different from all of the characters that have come before me, although the same, because the situation is the same. You know, my take on it has been encouraged to be different, so that's just a really exciting opportunity, because as a young performer, I think I was nervous about living up to expectations, but when those expectations are taken away by the creative team and they say, you have all the freedom in the world, and if you go too far in any direction, we'll just tell you, and then, you know, you can improve and grow. That's been definitely the most rewarding part of the process for me.
Does American Idiot play differently in different towns?
Oh, certainly. It is the same show, but I think the clientele's always different. Every time you look out into the audience, it's kind of thrives in bigger venues with more people in them, just because of the nature of the rock music and you know, the way Billy Joe would be performing the music. But I think there's something in the story for everyone.
Well, Dan Tracy plays Tunney in the American Idiot Tour, which will stop at the Palace Theater in Albany on February 14th. Dan, good luck to you, and break a leg, as they say.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.